My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Training camp starts tomorrow for the Detroit Lions as the rookies report. They'll get a weekend of work in. Then the vets come in. Most of those guys are probably out there already. Get ready for the season. But Tuesday is when the vets officially join in. And we'll start to get some news. It's early. People are excited. And they should be. Most anticipated. I think it's the most anticipated Detroit sports season of all time. Kang was talking before the break, which brings us to the thing that I am more sure about, the fact that Jack Campbell is going to have a great year and take a massive step forward than anything I have ever predicted on the air ever before. Like I'm, you know, if you, he has all of the makeup and the skill set that I think is going to project into him having a great second season. All the athleticism with the RAS score coming out of Iowa. And I think the programming of the computer chip upstairs of Jack Campbell tells me the only thing that slows this guy's progression down is injury. And I am as sure of this of any of my sports takes ever. I am just fully 100% convinced that he is going to be a star in the middle of that defense.
You should voice that opinion sometime that you believe in Jack Campbell. No, man, physically, mentally, if you drew up a linebacker, I think it's Jack Campbell. Like, how could he not succeed? And I'll give you credit, Doug. You, when push came to shove draft night before the draft,
yep,
that day, you said, you know what, the Lions were taking Jack Campbell in the first round. And that's not a popular opinion because the value, you're, yep, right, of that positional value.
Yep.
But the Lions went and did it, and they saw whatever you saw, they saw too, man.
I mean, I'm doing victory laps for something that hasn't exactly come home yet, but I am so convinced. I am so convinced. And there's a couple things we could do with this. One is, what is your current sports take that you just cannot be, you cannot move off of? You know. You just know. You are so sure no one can change your mind. What is your current sports take that you can, your friends know you for it? You don't even debate it. You are just as sure of it as anything. What do you got? 248-539-9797. But I want to welcome you aboard the Jack Campbell hype train. He's going to be a star in the middle of that defense. Full stop. I'm just absolutely convinced. And maybe I'm looking for confirmation bias, but I am as convinced that this guy is going to be a star more than anything.
Our first text says, are you willing to eat a hot dog shirt?
So yeah, I knew this is exactly where it was going to go, and I'm not doing that. I'm not. Give me a break here. Give me some time to breathe before I got to
put myself. How long does it take to digest the hot dog, Doug? You're fine.
You got to give me some time to get over what just happened before I start going down that road again, which I probably will. But I'm not guaranteeing anything with eating a hot dog in case, in the unlikely event, that something goes woefully wrong.
Well, we'll give you injury, of course.
Yeah. But I am as convinced that this guy's going to be a star.
Just like, is he going to be a star, not just in Detroit, but like around the league? Like, this guy's going to be all pro mention, you know, pro bowl player, all that, right?
Yes, all of that.
Okay.
All of that and more. I think he's going to be all pro. I think he's going to be all NBA.
Pulitzer.
Yeah. He's going to win a Nobel Prize. Right. 248-539-9797. What is your sports take that you are as you just can't be convinced otherwise? Your current sports take. You got one right now?
Yeah, it's for this upcoming. Well, it's going to play out next year eventually. But my take is it's not local, Doug. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But it could be local. Is that Cooper Flagg's going to be the number one pick in the NBA draft. I'm calling it right now.
You are all in on the Cooper Flagg hype.
Absolutely. And so if the Pistons do get the number one pick, please take Cooper Flagg. But yeah, I mean, I don't see it. Even through injury, he could even get injured, Doug, at some point. I think he's the number one overall pick.
Is it?
I know. That's going out early here because I don't know. Someone from Europe, you know, can all of a sudden be the guy. But I got Cooper Flagg, man. I don't see how he isn't.
I love it.
I'm convinced.
You know what's funny? Is it these practices against the Olympic team? Is that what's turned you?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they didn't invite every high school 18-year-old kid out there. No, Cooper Flagg was the one. And not only did he get invited, he held his own. I mean, he held his own against the best in the world. I think everyone saw it. He could sit out this upcoming year and be the number one overall pick. That's my thoughts.
Wow, you are buying for sure on Cooper Flagg and the hype. 248-539-9797. What is the sports take you have? You are as convinced as anything you've ever believed right here, right now. In the meantime, going back to that Niners game and watching receiver last night, do you regret watching it again?
Okay, going through it, yes. Then at the end, I was better than I was when I started. I didn't really love it. Just because the Niners lost didn't make me feel that much better that the Lions lost as well. It made me feel a little bit better. But overall, no, I didn't enjoy it. It was heartbreaking, man. It really was to go through that again. I didn't go back and, you know, how NFL Network replay games and things like that. I didn't go back and watch it, of course. That was my first time kind of just reliving it all over again. And I actually went through it, too, because they show the Jameson Williams touchdown to score the first touchdown in the game.
Yeah.
I remember how hyped I was. I mean, I got up and swore. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get too emotional during games. I can watch games pretty without, you know, any emotion. I was so jacked up for that game. And when they were taking that lead, I'm like, I let that thought creep into my mind. Oh, my God, the Lions could be going to the Super Bowl.
You know... And the reason I asked you that is we got some feedback here. This just came in. I will never, ever watch a single play from the second half of that game ever, ever again. Ever. That's from Scott.
I totally understand. You can't watch receiver then, at least the eighth episode.
Is that the all-timer for Detroiters? I've referenced... the Game 7 loss to Pittsburgh, Stanley Cup Finals, and how that one is one of the most perplexing games I've ever watched a Detroit team play. It didn't go at all like the first six games of the series. It was a complete outlier, and I have no explanation for how the Red Wings came out and played the way they did in that game. I mean, it's like they fell behind and maybe started gripping the stick tight. I don't know. But... that's another thing I want to unwrap here is whether or not that game against the 49ers is the ultimate Detroit. I will never, ever, ever watch it ever again. You went through it watching receiver.
It sucked.
And have pangs of regret.
Of course. That pain, man. Ugh, that was real.
It's one thing to lose. It's another to blow a lead. blowing leads suck. And, you know, I think we all knew that game wasn't over at halftime.
Of course, we're Lions fans. There was too much time left.
Right?
Of course. Yeah, I mean, because you don't believe until it's real, mm-hmm. but you felt pretty damn good. And what it made me relive to was the fourth down, of course, that Josh Reynolds and Goff didn't connect on. The third down that Josh Reynolds and Goff didn't connect on. Yep. The other fourth down they went for where I'm not even sure what the play was called and Goff had to let it go and Sam Brown was in the area.
Yep.
The Gibbs fumble. Kendall face. I mean, off the face. Everything. They show all that, Doug. They show all those lowlights.
Sequentially lined up. Almost all of it had to happen. And it did.
And they kind of said it from the Niners' point of view because they're following Samuel and Kittle around, too. They're kind of saying, those guys are kind of saying, too, like, you know, we're still in this. We're still in this. We need a lot to go right, but we're still in this, right. You know, and everything went right for them.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. A couple things we got out there. One is I am fully convinced Jack Campbell's going to be a star. You cannot move me off that position. I don't even want to debate it. What is the sports take you are just absolutely sure of? And is that Niners game the ultimate Detroit, I will never, ever, ever watch it again game? Or is there something that tops it?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.